Tugabrustha had wakened sufficiently to learn what had taken place. He grasped his war club.
We'll charge the villains.
Skipper eyed him sourly.
Don't let us stop you, mate. You go ahead and charge, but you'll be on your own. See how far you get.
The Gowsham Logalog looked bewildered.
But what'll we do? We can't lay here forever.
Samolas pointed to the trees where the painted ones were hidden.
Take charge of your Gowsham. Watch those trees for any movement. Skip, Bosie, we need a plan.
The three red wallers put their heads together with Dwink and Humphrey eavesdropping close by. They looked to Bosie as the most experienced in those matters. The hare looked from one to the other.
Councillor Ward, eh? Easier said than done, my friends. We need to know how many of the foe we're facing, and a rough idea of when and how they're going to make their move.
Skipper agreed.
Oi, but we mightn't get much time to do it in. If there's a lot of them, they'll probably try and charge us. Though if there ain't so many, mayhap they'll try and ambush you. A pincer movement, like you said, Bosie.
Samolas loaded a stone into his sling.
I wish we knew. It sounds like quite a bunch of painted ones, judging by their shouts.
The high-pitched taunting continued from the tree foliage across the clearing. An idea filtered into Dwink's mind. He decided to speak up.
Excuse me, but could I say something?
Bosie looked at him curiously.
Say away, laddie.
Dwink broached his idea to them.
It's like this. I'm the only squirrel with this band, and I know I'm better amongst the treetops than any painted little tree rat. I think I could steal up on them and capture one, bring him back here, and maybe you could get the information you need, eh?
Samolas shook his head.
No, you're too young.
Skipper scratched his rudder doubtfully.
You're only a young'un yet, Dwink. It's very risky. Oh, there ain't much doubt that you're a good climber. I've seen you myself, up and round the abbey battlements and wall tops.
Bosie cut in.
Och, let the laddie have a try. I was younger than him when I faced my first war.
Without waiting for further approval, Dwink grabbed the sling from Samolas.
This is a good, long sling, strong-looking too.
Samolas let him take it.
I made it myself. It is the best sling in Redwall, if you'll pardon me saying.
Bosie smiled.
Then take it with you, if and you feel the need of such a thing. Och, where's the wee beastie gone to?
The young squirrel had scuttled off up a nearby elm. Skipper winked at the hare.
We told you he was a good climber. Let's hope he brings your sling back, Mr. Fixer.
Samolas heaved a sigh.
Aye, and himself with it.